This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
What a beautiful day here at Radio Law Talk. We're enjoying our time. Thank you for joining us. You can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, tweet us at Radio Law Talk. You can email us at info@RadioLawTalk. We have a wonderful website. And the reason I say it's wonderful for the following reason. If you want to find out what we said about a certain topic, or you want to look at a topic, we are a great area of knowledge, or at least we act that way. You can go to our website and search in our podcast a topic, and it'll find the topic and when we discussed it. So any topic, go ahead and do that. But again, we do say that, or we do have disclaimers. We're not giving legal advice, talking about general topics of law. You know, this is for entertainment purposes only. Seek local counsel, and that's the way to do it. It is so sunny out. We had big rains here in the West Coast, and yet the sun's out, and man, is it green and beautiful, and we're in here enjoying ourselves, but I can't wait to get outside in the sunshine.
I even heard that the hills are alive with the sound of music.
No, there's no music going on, but they're alive.
I'm going to go home and make clothes out of my drapes. Sorry,
wait,
I digress.
To wrong movie.
Okay, pardon me. I digress.
This hour, we're going to talk about case or no case. Cal's got the tease us on it. What was it about, Cal? Oh, about that song, whatever that is. We're going to talk about that song. We're also going to be talking about Subway's tuna and Dove, the chocolate berries. Anytime we talk about chocolate being sued, I think there's got to be some sort of government protection. It's just chocolate is so good.
Why are we talking about food in the third hour just before lunchtime?
I'm really hungry right now. So, and I'm not to go through. I believe it or not, I kind of like Subway. I get a Subway sandwich every once in a while. I think their bread is soft. You know, it's just I like a soft bread, not a hard. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to get a Subway when I leave.
That was my dinner last night for me and my kids.
Worked fine, right?
Yeah, sure.
But there's lawsuits about their tuna.
I have a relative who's in the Subway sandwich shop business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind
of. You have relatives, Cal?
None that claim me. I claim them.
Oh, gotcha. Okay,
yeah, but if I said, are you Cal Hunter? No, I don't know. I never heard of him. You know, so that's kind of how that goes with me.
Then we're going to talk about Supreme Court, another church worship case, and abortion in Texas case. And then we're going to talk about the latest with Red Wolves lawsuit. There's a lawsuit in North Carolina about Red Wolves, and we're going to discuss that. But really, people are here for Cal, your case or no case.
All right, here we go.
I don't know. That's old. It's old people's. All I know.
Or no case.
What year did that come out, Cal? How old is that song?
About 1960. I'm guessing the early 60s.
Yeah.
1962, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, and it probably does. And now, the legend of Dead Man's Curve, made famous in that Jan and Dean song, and a man whose life it almost took on case or no case.
Wow.
He was a Hollywood star and is still famous worldwide. He was driving his cool sports car on a street known to have a deadly curve when a teenager in a 56, I believe a 56 or 58 Pontiac, collided head-on. The teen got his knee cut. The superstar in the sports car had brain injuries, a broken pelvis, broken legs. A newspaper headline at the time said, famous actor in cast from neck to toe. He spent weeks in a coma and nearly died. When he came to, he called his friends, the lawyers from Warner Brothers, because he figured they might want in on the deal, and asked, all right, sure, I was speeding, and so was the kid, but is this a case or no case? Mr. Penny, I'm going to ask you first because I think this is kind of right up your
alley. Yeah, you know what's interesting is the first thing I was thinking of before you were finished was I was thinking James Dean. And then you just switched it on us and said he lived because James Dean died. And I think, wasn't he in a Shelby Cobra, though?
Yeah. James Dean was in a Porsche.
Porsche, okay. Yeah, a Porsche. Not a Shelby Cobra. Yeah. But anyway, this is someone else.
Yes, and I assure you.
And how does that song have to do with it?
Well, because it is a song that says... And one of the people in this song, I believe it was Jan of Jan and Dean, got in an accident in his Corvette and suffered almost the same fate as this other actor. It sped an editor and the whole thing. So it's an interesting
was this a case, and did the actor sue the other driver, even though he was speeding around this dead man's corner? What state was this in?
This is in California, Los Angeles. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And then the question is... who was at fault? Well, I don't remember in 1962 if they had comparative fault, which they do now because I wasn't born. But I would think if they have. I know you are. Comparative fault means that they can apportion fault. I mean, in other words, say the speeding caused 40%, and then the 60% the defendant was at fault for causing the accident. Then I guess the 60%. Whatever the value of the case is, the jury finds out.
Oh, wait, there's more information.
The plaintiff,
there's more information.
60%, yeah.
The plaintiff in the case, the actor said, but when I went around the corner, it pulled my car into the path of the teen.
It pulled my car.
The corner. He blamed the corner.
So that maybe this is the first lawsuits against the government entities for design defect of a corner. So I'm going to say yes, this is a lawsuit, and yes, they sue the teen, and he sues the government. First, for a design defect, which, by the way, there are a lot of protections under the government code, at least in California, on that issue. And I say that he wins, and he gets money from the government, not necessarily the kid. He gets some from the kid, but he tries to get some from the government.
All right, Mr. Kunin, what do you think? Is this a case or no case?
You know, when you added that last part, it always kind of cracks me up when you're driving on the road and you go to a corner and it gives the speed limit for the corner. And I always wonder, you know, do they have like, all right, send the car at 40. Right, it made it. Oops. All right, now go 45.
Oops, that didn't work.
That didn't work. All right, 40 it is. You know, look, I think that, I mean, it's a true scenario. Everything happened. Given the fact that he said, the actor said, hey, when I went around the corner, it pulled me. I just can't imagine anybody taking that case. I have no doubt that he consulted an attorney, but from the optics standpoint and everything, I'm going to say it never ended up in a filed case.
Okay.
No case.
And by the way, I have a relative who works for the State Department of Transportation. They calculate that mathematically.
Yeah,
angle of the road, surface of the road, tension, all that stuff. I mean, they've got formulas.
Of course they do. Yeah. Did he die? Yeah. Okay, 40 miles an hour it is. They count heads.
It's an engineering survey.
I know. So that's the whole thing about comedy.
But. Denise, it was just a line, and it was a good line. Yeah. Denise,
trying to say you.
Is this case or is this a no case? Here.
Well, it's been working for me, no case.
No case. Okay, so Denise.
Well, I'm out on the lead. This time, Denise, we will find out if it's going to be you or I in the lead.
Oh, so, yeah, can you give us the score? Because we have just a little bit of time, and I thought it might be.
I'm at 29, and Fred's at 29, and Todd is at 23.
You know what? And those of you who don't know who are first joining
at
us.
Eight.
Who are first joining us from KNET in Texas. Look, The first person to 50 points wins. The other guests have to buy dinner. And I rarely receive dinner. I always have to put the checkbook out. So we'll be back after this. We're going to find out the winner. And hopefully
there's a takeout coming. Don't worry.
Yeah. The good thing is we hope Todd wins because it's McDonald's.
I'm a cheap date.
McDonald's is good.
A lot talk coming up, including the answer to our intriguing case or no case. Well, I wish it were intriguing to our case or no case coming up very shortly right here on your favorite radio station and, of course, streaming at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
The case or no case, man, it's against Denise and I. Well, Todd, you're there too, but I just want to see if Denise is going to get the points. The odds of Denise winning are pretty high, but the 1962 or 60s famous, supposedly, movie star gets in an accident around this dead man's
prayer. Oh, it's famous. Oh,
and I'll tell you right now, and was there a lawsuit that occurred, and he says that the car was pulled because of toward the oncoming car, that there was an impact. He was in a body cast, and he said basically it was the road that helped cause this accident. I said that it is a true case and that he wins, and especially against the government. Denise said no case, and Todd said no case.
Okay, well, for an extra 1 point, you may take a guess as to whom the actor may have been, if you want to just take a shot at it. Somebody very...
Cary Grant. Okay. I'm saying Cary Grant.
Okay. Todd, very famous person in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and frankly, even into today.
Is he alive? He's not alive.
He's not alive. He's not alive. No.
Okay. Wow.
He's not alive or he is alive?
Not alive, no.
Cary Grant.
I don't know.
Elton John.
Well, I know it's not Elton John. He's not an actor.
Let me give you a face.
Wait.
I just said you're very good.
You get another shot because nobody's even close.
You haven't given me a chance.
All right,
You're not going to take his hint?
He's
going to give us a hint either way.
I'm
going to wait. Go ahead, Todd.
But he says he's going to wait, so he's still going to give the hint, even after you say an answer.
Okay, children. Go ahead, Cal.
Who says it's a case?
I said Errol Flynn.
Oh, that's a good guess. That's good.
Fred said it was a case. Denise and I said no case.
Okay. My hint is this. He had a face made for radio.
Oh, okay. I know who it is.
Okay.
Jimmy Durante.
Jimmy Durante.
Oh, another good guy. That's great. You guys, I'm telling you, I just love you guys.
That means we didn't get it.
So now, if you say this.
I haven't said a name yet. Burgess Meredith.
Oh, come on.
That's good.
Well, he has a face made for radio.
Well, let me ask you this question. Do any of you know the name of the voice actor who portrayed Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd,
Mel Blanc.
That's correct. That's the guy.
Mel Blanc.
And by the way, Fred, I have some happy news for you.
It's a case. Yes, it's a case.
Mel Blanc sued. There were three fatals on this particular dead man. Curve, if I read my history correctly, and about 35 traffic accidents.
Wow.
They went out there and found out that the curve, the six-degree curve on the road, was in the wrong direction, so that when cars went around the corner, it really did pull them in toward each other.
And I was right. That's 2 points for me.
And that's why
he pulls ahead. He pulls ahead. You pull ahead.
Yes!
So what are we going to say, Todd?
Well, another interesting fact about this particular accident and Mel Blanc being in the coma, and I remember this from a Paul Harvey bit.
Right. Good day.
Yeah. While he was in the coma, he could still, on occasion, communicate with the medical staff, but only in the voices of characters he had portrayed.
That's correct.
And every day they had to figure out, okay, who's talking? And he could communicate with them that way while still comatose.
How you feeling, Mel? Pretty good, you know, like that. And by the way, Mel Blanc won, and this was in the late 1950s. He won $500,000 from the city. I think it was from the city of Pasadena. Anyway, a lot of money.
Yeah, it shows pictures. Nothing left to that car.
Yeah, it was a terrible... Yeah, and that, ladies and gentlemen... And by the way, the kid... they just did a little TV show on this thing. The kid said... I was driving a big pot. I got stitches on my knee. And that was it. And that is case or no case. Good job, you guys. Way to go.
Wow, good guys, good job, guys.
Well, that's a metaphorical term, you know.
Me,
that, right?
Yeah. Me, I did it.
Good job, Fred. Way to go.
Denise, how do you feel now?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking about freeing red wolves for some reason.
Okay, we're talking about Subway.
Oh, she wants to move on.
Okay. Poor Subway gets sued for everything, it seems like. You know, their foot long is not a foot long, and now there's allegations.
Their main spokesman is a bad guy.
The bitch man's a bad guy.
And now they're saying that their tuna is really not tuna. And if you look at the site, they are claiming, and they have said it is tuna. Not only is it tuna, but it's wild-caught tuna that they are using, and Denise has said this is one of her favorite sandwiches, right?
Yes.
She gets a tuna sandwich from Subway. Right now, I am dying for a Subway. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Tuna with pickles.
But
on
right now,
bread.
I'm telling you, I'm probably going to go get a Subway. This is a free pitch to Subway from Radio Law Talk. I don't know why. I'm just really hungry for a Subway now. What's wrong with me? Should I get a tuna?
The power of suggestion,
is very real.
So here it is. Subway, the positive news is you're being sued for class action, claiming that you do not have tuna in your tuna, and this lawyer and these individuals that are suing are saying that they have experts that have looked at your tuna and analyzed it, and it's not all tuna, and they will not tell us what else is in there, according to their experts, but this lawsuit has come forth. The positive thing is Fred Penny, host of Radio Law Talk with Todd and Denise, have now salivated all their listeners to thinking that they want to go out now and get a Subway tuna sandwich.
Well, I will just say this, everybody but me, because if it lives in the water, I don't eat it, tuna included, I hate tuna.
But what about a good old
pastrami.
The pastrami, or they've got the Italian.
Well, they got the teriyaki chicken sandwich. Now, look, that to me, that looks sound. It tastes like chicken, yeah. But
Todd's on. Now, cows don't swim, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Subway's saying that this is totally without merit. That the ingredients are what they are and what they say they are. Correct, Denise?
Yep.
You've looked it up.
Absolutely. They said it's even yellowfin tuna.
That's exactly right. And this is. Plaintiffs in the Bay Area in California bringing this lawsuit, which sounds like is kind of a. And here's the best part. Ready for this? Their argument is, no, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until the break because there's something very interesting about what they say in their argument that I had to laugh. Like, I reread it two or three times. And we'll be back and talk about the Subway lawsuit about their tuna.
Sometimes I think the worst thing for Subway may be just bored lawyers who say, look, a sandwich.
Squirrel
sandwich?
All right.
Don't tell Rocky and Bullwinkle.
We'll be back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's willing to move his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, regardless of whether Republicans support it or not.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Republican lawmakers are saying the price tag is just too high. They also think it's an end run on bailing out cash-strapped state and local governments. If you ride some form of public transportation, the CDC has now put out a requirement that you have to wear a mask. The sweeping order covers most types of transportation, including airplanes, buses, taxis, and ride shares. You also have to wear the mask at the transportation hub. The CDC stopped short of making it a federal violation to not wear a mask. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
So we're talking about the Subway case that they're trying to claim that the tuna really is not made up of tuna, but or at least what they say it is. And Todd brought up an important point, what he read in their complaint, and we as lawyers look at details to see what they're trying to say.
So note here that in the complaint, what they say is, they say that the samples that they took from various locations in California, the tuna is, quote, a mixture of various concoctions that do not constitute tuna have been blended together by the defendants to imitate the appearance of tuna. Note that they did not say a mixture of various concoctions that do not contain tuna. They said it doesn't constitute tuna. And, right. And I think that the argument here, and this is like we were talking about over the break, similar to the previous lawsuit that they faced in Ireland where it turned out that they weren't entitled to a tax break because the ingredients of their, quote, bread actually didn't rise to the level of a staple. Look, it might look like bread, it might, but it doesn't rise to that level. I think what they're saying here is, look, if there's tuna in the average sandwich at Subway, it is so far diluted with other ingredients that you can't even call it tuna anymore. And I think that is the basis of the argument, which leads us to an interesting thing. Subway could legitimately say, look, we get this tuna process, it's wild caught, it comes in. And the plaintiff could say, yeah, we're not saying you don't do that. We're just saying that after it comes in, you wash it down and mix it with so much other stuff that this is no longer a tuna sandwich. It is a it is like the tuna sandwich equivalent of a hot dog.
Sound like some people's coffee or
Yeah. A friend of mine used to put so much cream in his coffee that would say, "Hey Jeff, would you like some coffee with your cream?"
Right.
You know, because it was just a dash of coffee and everything else. That's kind of what they're arguing, I think, here.
Here's the interesting part of their argument. Items that wholly lacked ingredients that they reasonably thought were that they were purchasing. Here's the best part. And if they paid a premium price for these ingredients and has defrauded them. Wait a minute.
Premium
you're
price,
going to Subway. You're going to Subway. There ain't no premium price in Subway. I'm like a judge. I'm throwing that one out right now because there ain't no. You're not playing a premium price at Subway for a tuna sandwich. Come on.
I did some reading on this one. I think they said there were shoes in there. Shoes. That's right. Sole in the tuna.
Oh, my God.
Oh, brother. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. It shouldn't have been said.
Cal, you cast a wide net at the humor. They can't all be winners.
Well said.
Well, we'll... He went for a fishing expedition, but it didn't work out. Yeah. Let's move on.
That's right.
Well, we're just staying with products that are facing lawsuits because the class action plaintiffs... Now, look, these are all filed as class action. So the individual consumer that got duped, they're individually standing to get what? You know, a
42
nickel,
cents?
42 cents, a nickel,
cents.
Maybe a gift card or something.
A spritz of vinegar and a nickel. That's what I'm thinking.
They're going to get a coupon for a tuna sandwich.
But the lawyers, are the ones that are going to make out. Unless the court says, nope, the lawyers have to be paid in Subway coupons as well. That would be fun.
That would be a lot of coupons.
That would be.
Maybe I'll take that case up. All right, Dove.
Dove, so
I'm going to stop before you say something, Todd. Denise, you told me you eat these or did, and you like these.
Yes, I thought that they were just the fruit with the chocolate on them. I mean, that's what they look like.
Uh-huh.
That's what I read that they were going to be like. And honestly, that's what they tasted like.
They're good, though.
They're good.
These
they have good texture, just like the fruit would be if it was a little bit dried. But... with the chocolate covered.
It's what we're talking about is the Dove mixed berries, and it's a chocolate covered fruit. You look at the picture of it, and I see a blueberry, a strawberry. It looks like maybe an apple of some sort, and then lower, it looks like a piece of fruit that's covered in chocolate. Okay. Well, this lawyer, lead plaintiff, is Lyons.
Chocolate.
I'm going to
super hungry right
now.
So the Mars Wrigley Company is being sued for the allegation is that they're misrepresenting Dove Real Mixed Berries as being just chocolate and fruit. And again, you look at the specifics of the complaint. It's not that the attorney is saying that there is no fruit there. What the attorney is claiming is that the front of the package was false and misleading because it didn't say that the fruit was also mixed with other things like ascorbic acid and stuff like that. So people were duped into buying this not knowing that there were these other ingredients also listed. And this is going to be an interesting one because I looked at this. I looked at the label. And on the front, yes, it does not say that. But on the back, when you read the label, it says specifically with regard to some of the fruit that it's mixed with these other things to keep it fresh.
Right. What food manufacturers call the real label, which is the federally required label. You know, the food manufacturers say, we've got the label on the front that shows the green beans. On the back, we show you how much salt is in there on the real nutritional label. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So, to claim that people are being duped and like, well, look, you don't. The manufacturer shouldn't have to go out and hold your hand to make you read the back of the dang package. But it says right here, cranberries, dried strawberries. It says sugar, citric acid, natural flavor, ascorbic acid to maintain color.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you bite into it, it looks like the fruit. You have that stuff there, and the label clearly says this other stuff is also there for it to maintain color. It's just not on the front of the package, and so people are being duped into paying a premium price for this.
Yeah, I think this is going to get dismissed.
Yeah.
This is a motion for summary judgment.
Well, did he say the fruit was commingled with other types of fruit, so therefore it wasn't getting what he was paying for, or was it just the other ingredients?
No, it was... was that it didn't list the other ingredients that are also there. So essentially, what the lawyer is saying is your picture doesn't include pictures of other ingredients, too. So apparently, according to him, he thinks that the picture also needs to... So we got the fruit, the chocolate. Here's a picture of ascorbic acid. Here's a picture of citric acid. Here's a picture of this stuff. That's all got to be on the front.
Put a little piece of orange powder in there or something like that.
Yeah. That's just crazy.
Well, all I got to say is there has to be some sort of exception for chocolate. And I'm going to say protections because that is my wife's favorite thing in the world is chocolate.
Do you think they're just looking for a quick settlement here, Fred? And Todd and Denise, what do you think?
Yes.
Out there trying to grab some cash out of the air. Maybe
I don't know why lawyers.
I wouldn't put it past lawyers. Say, hey, you know, what can we lose? We'll go throw something against us all.
Now I'm going to jump on the lawyer side. They have to under the ethics. You know, as a lawyer, you got to have a reasonable, you know, case. You can't like just throw some case together to try to get some money. I know some people say, "Oh, lawyers do that anyway." Well, you got to have a reasonable amount of facts or evidence, or at least be able to look into it before you file a lawsuit. And most lawyers do that. But let me tell you right now,
once you sign it, as a lawyer, you are saying that it is not frivolous.
Right.
And you're alleging that.
And sometimes, though, it is hard because you've got to go by what the clients tell you, or what you know, say, or even experts tell you, and so you have to rely on those. But I don't think they're doing it frivolous. Because I think that they found something here. And there's a lot of rules and regulations about false advertising that the government and has put in place that allow these lawyers to step up and bring these lawsuits. So, you know, talk to your government or your representative.
I'm just waiting for the class action suit against any restaurant chain that will charge me if I want to add something to my hamburger. Like, could you put tomatoes on that? You know, I get the 15-cent surcharge. But if I order a burger that has tomatoes on it and I say, hold the tomatoes, I don't get 15 cents off.
That's right.
And so I'm waiting for that one.
I'm good.
So I can get my coupon.
Class action.
Yeah. Supreme Court is denying taking up the pandemic restrictions. Now, you know, here's the deal, and this is ESPN, believe it or not, talked about this, but we knew about this in the first place because we handled a New York case, Denise, that is similar to this that you and I discussed, where Cuomo said, okay, religion, you know, there's only a certain amount of people you're allowed to have in your house of worship, say 50 or 25, whatever Cuomo's number was, and yet it holds 2,000. So what Cuomo did is he got around it, and the courts threw it out and said, yeah, it doesn't apply, because Cuomo said, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to change it. Everybody, no matter what type of business you have, it's 25%, right? So Cuomo does that. Now in Western Nevada, these houses of worship or churches are bringing the same lawsuit because they had the same issue going on, and the governor over there scratched his head in Nevada and said, well, you know what? I live in the Amargosa Valley, and I'm pretty smart. I got to figure it out. And he said to himself, I'm going to do exactly what New York did. And he switched it to say, no, we're going to change it and say the state is imposing now a 25% capacity limit on all businesses.
I like the Amargosa.
And so what happened now, the Supreme Court looks at it and goes, denied. We're not going to, we're denying what's called cert. We're not going to hear it. Because guess what? He did the same thing Cuomo did and said, okay, I'll make everybody equal. Now they have a difficult argument. So that's what's going on with the Supreme Court and the way they're feeling about all these religious entities trying to sue. So we'll be back. We're going to talk about Supreme Court wipes out lower court rulings in Texas abortion. That's on ABC News. We'll be back and talk about that.
This is Radio Law Talk on many radio stations across the United States and on RadioLawTalk.com. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Oh, that's down.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
So we're just doing a quick update. The Harvey Weinstein, we've talked about it so much. His case against those who claimed that he sexually insulted them. They finally, it looks like the court is approving a $17 million payout for the victims of the, they declared bankruptcy, the Weinstein Company, so, which I wonder what it was worth at one time. I know it was in the hundreds of millions.
It was a pretty good size, yeah. a pretty good production house.
But these victims are able to get part of the $17.1 million fund, but I don't remember the exact amount, but anyway, also it also provides $9.7 million from the former officers and directors. So anyway, long story short, that sounds like a lot of money, and it is, but by the time they start divvying it out to lawyers' fees and the clients, they might get a million or so.
This is where the resolution process sometimes takes on a what seems like a very mechanical way to assess it. Essentially, right. What the court is saying is there will be the awards will be based on a points system based upon the nature of your claim. Each claim will be awarded a certain number of points, and those with a certain number will get a certain amount, and others with others will get a different amount. And it just, to me, putting aside everything, just as if I take off my lawyer hat and I look at that, it just seems odd when dealing with a topic like sexual assault that there is a point system for awards.
You get to third base, three points.
Exactly. It just sounds very odd, but how else are they able to apportion?
It's got 47 victims that were a part of this and voted on it. 39 voted in favor of the 17.1, and then 8 opposed. Is the 9.7 in addition to the 17.1?
No, it's
or was
part,
that
of
part
it.
Of it.
It's part of it. And 9.7 is for the attorney fee, so that the officers and directors can pay their own attorneys.
Which feels
wrong.
So there's basically, I'll tell you, the Variety. There is one of the. I looked at Variety. We look at a lot of. Not just one area we looked at to determine what's going on with these cases. We looked at a whole bunch of different areas. But I know Variety pointed out that the victims are going to get a minimum amount of recovery. You start adding up those attorney's fees, and then divide it by, 47?
And each of the victim's attorney's going to get a cut for the attorneys.
There's not a lot of money left in those cases. So anyway, that's just an update. Tell us about the Supreme Court and the Texas abortion battle. It was because of COVID-19, right?
It was. The governor in Texas at one time had issued an order that was a prohibition on all non-essential medical procedures.
Right.
Well, the issue here is that abortion falls under the umbrella of that statement, that category, that it's a non-essential medical procedure for an elective abortion. And then, obviously, the abortion rights activists said, that's an undue encroachment on the rights that have been recognized since Roe versus Wade. And a federal judge declared the order was too broad, and so lifted the ban. And then the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans put it back on, said, no, the ban's there. And then recently the United States Supreme Court has said, nope. It's too restrictive, so they've lifted the ban, and the order of the governor was vacated by order of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah. It didn't just cover abortions. It covered, different types of surgeries that were non-essential or deemed non-essential.
Right. Like the cosmetic surgeries. Oh, I got to get a nose job. Well, that's not an essential. All of those were stopped by virtue of the order. And, it's just that the appeals and the legal battle started by the abortion rights folks because it affected them as well as other people. I don't know how many lawyers were, retained to argue before the Supreme Court because, dang it, you're infringing on my right to get a tummy tuck. I don't know that they were.
Well, I was part of that group.
There we go. Cal.
I haven't got mine yet, but my anorexia is in full remission, so all is well.
There you go.
Okay, great.
So in North Carolina, red wolves, red wolves are kind of cool-looking wolves.
Yeah.
They're very interesting. Actually, the wolves in the Yellowstone and stuff are beautiful. They're white. They're all different colors. You see black ones, white ones. But this is something that, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, I think it's very controversial. Some people, we got to reintroduce them. But there's these long-time farmers and ranchers, and I do come from families that are farming, ranching, small. We're not big farmers and ranchers, don't get me wrong, but small.
People making their living off the land with animals.
And it has it has affected them dramatically. And I mentioned to Denise, I know those are a lot of animals rights activists that are, for this. But if you do what you can to protect these wolves, but if you've seen what has happened to a little calf, what these wolves have done, they tear them apart. And so you ask yourself, what they will wipe out a number of calves and that's how these farmers and ranchers make their money.
Or herd of sheep.
Oh, they'll take sheep out. There was, I know for a fact, we have a ranch that we own up in the mountains, and we have a guy that brought his sheep onto our ranch during the wintertime to kind of graze in the areas that'll clean up. And I think he had like 42 sheep that were killed, and his Great Pyrenees dogs
Wow.
Killed by, it was a mountain lion. It wasn't a wolf, but the mountain lions just tore them up.
I used to live in a rural area, too, and I used to see they would put coyotes.
Right.
And they'd hang dead pelts over there all the way around it, believing that if the dead coyotes saw their own dead, they would not come into that area. And it was kind of gross.
I just think that maybe the ranchers were asking for it because the enclosures that they built for their animals, I mean, one was made out of straw, another one was made out of sticks.
If
they made one out of bricks, that they would have gotten around that.
The brick one worked effectively.
It did.
Wow. So they're going to let the red, this judge ordered that the red wolves need to be returned into the wild. And these are captive red wolves that have been raised totally in captivity.
I wonder how that's going to work.
That's a huge question. But there are also only 7
in the wild.
Red wolves in the wild.
200 in captivity.
Yeah, and so what they're trying to do is have them procreate.
Right.
And
how's that, Denise?
I don't know how that's going to work.
Well, apparently they started.
Well, let me explain to you. Hold on. Off the air, I'll show you I'll show you pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
Little cartoons.
But a man and a woman wolf love each other.
I think we're probably going to get into Red Wolf Tinder. Okay. The 7 in the wild take a look at the captives that have been released, and it's like all 7 dude wolves.
Right.
And they're like.
Here comes the captive girls.
They released the ugliest wolf.
Yeah, can you believe that?
I don't know.
Captivity's done it to him.
I'm telling you right now, I got a date with a coyote, and I ain't breaking it. So
oh, coming from a cat man. So anyway, they are going to start releasing these red wolves in North Carolina to see, and have. Hopefully they'll promulgate. And
propagate the species there,
and then
make some more wolves.
That's what's going on. Right now, I know in our general area, and I'm not to say exactly where we are, but coming out of Yellowstone, the wolves are making their way down through Oregon and California. And now, as of last year.
But that's a gray wolf.
Yeah, that's the gray wolf. As of last year, they were saying they're spotted literally from our ranch about 15 miles from our ranch. And I've been up there, and I know the coyotes, how. I could hear the howl of now the wolves, and it's like, uh-oh.
I'm just thinking about the wolf pickup lines. My, what big paws you have. Well, the better two. Sorry, little red riding hood.
Tell us about Mr. My Pillow. Denise, tell us about Mr. My Pillow.
Well, Mr. My Pillow, he has sued the Daily Mail because they spread a rumor about him that he claims is untrue. And to me, it's not a bad rumor. I mean,
yeah.
It's about him having, a thing for Jane because it says that he tried to ply her with alcohol, liquor, champagne, and that type of stuff to get her to date him.
Well, anyway, he's suing. We're going to talk about it later because this is the most important thing we do this hour. Cal, what do we do?
We are doing quick takes where you give us an opportunity to summarize a particular concept discussed on Radio Law Talk today. And I think Fred will start with you.
Gen Z generation, that's age 6 to 20. Now, because of Robinhood, Reddit, and social media, you might have some power to direct the powerful stock exchange.
Mr. Kunin, your quick take.
If you exercise your Fourth Amendment rights during the arrest, you'll probably still get arrested, but you will at least give your attorney ammunition as the case proceeds.
And Denise, what's your quick take?
Well, what did we learn from third hour today? What? Be careful what we eat, because it's probably not what you think it is.
See you next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.